ABC Radio Australia.
Now to sport now. Fiji's claimed a podium finish in the opening round of the 2025 World Rugby 7 Series in Dubai. Fiji beat France 24-7 to claim bronze, while New Zealand weathered an Australian fight back to win their first stage since Singapore last year. Let's take a quick listen to Fiji's bronze medal match.
George Mboze with a big hit and a runaway. Big George is being run down here by Perez. One more fend might do it. He pops it up, though, to Jerry Matana. Here's the offload to Nunduvalo, who ran in three tries in the semi-final. Sefo on the chase, but you won't catch Viwa. Mentioned centre fly half in 15. He's got plenty of game. Bouye, try already, leaves it behind, Fiji onto it like a flash, Terry Valoa skips away, oh those bright fluoro boots like a blur, here come Fiji again, here comes the predator, Manuel Maisamoa, he's away, he's clear, and under the bar.
What an effort out of Fiji, six players on the pitch and they hold out. A strong friend squad.
Fiji take bronze in Dubai.
Now that audio is courtesy of Stan Sport. But meanwhile, the Fijiana, they just missed out on a bronze after losing their third playoff to Japan. Now to find out how it all played out, we are joined by publisher of the online rugby magazine, Te Vovo, Kauden Kamea. With that, I say Bulawinaka, Kauden.
I'm Bulawinaka.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We have to start off with the men. Three wins, two losses. I mean, how did you rate their return to the short format?
Yeah, I thought they looked good. New, new system, new competition structure. And every game, you've got to be up for every game, a game at every game. And I thought Fiji looked good. Their losses were very narrow. Some of the wins were narrow as well, but they looked good. They looked, you could see the maturity in the team, the caps. Mm. So the players look good. I thought they had good speed, good D, and played very well.
Yeah. Kauden, you know, one of their losses, you know, came against eventual stage winners, New Zealand in the semi-finals. But what do you think went wrong for them in that game?
Oh, look, New Zealand, you've got to beat them. You know, that's just what matters in the end. You have to beat New Zealand to win the title. And I thought the boys did good enough in there. New Zealand had a couple of Fijian boys in their team as well. Roko Solia was devastating. A couple of times he handled, and his try assist resulted in, you know, the margin in the end.
You know, speaking of New Zealand, though, you know, they look to be back, right, after finishing seventh in last year's overall standings. Are they posing as a big threat again? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're always, you know, they've got some great talent coming through. Young Brady Rush, the boy Kele Lasanga, a new Fijian boy that they've picked. And the older guys are just full of life. You know, they're still going strong. And they didn't win a tournament all of last season, so it's overdue. And they played well enough. They beat Fiji to get through to the final against Australia. And that was it. It's very, very close.
Well, let's look at last year's overall winners. You know, meanwhile, Argentina looked very poor. I mean, what do you put that down to?
No, actually, yeah, on and off. I think, you know, first tournament, they're going to get better as they go. They looked good in patches. I thought they just ran out of steam against Fiji in the end. They could have won that game too with the ball in hand, you know, less than 10 seconds to go. They were trying to score the winning try. So it's all, you know, first tournament, first run for all these teams, some new players on debut are all around the park. Very impressed with a couple of the young Aussies. But Argentina will be back, mark my word.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, like, you know, with both New Zealand and Australia last year, why do you think they struggled, though?
Oh, you know, sevens is a confidence game. If you start losing a couple of games, a couple of tournaments, a couple of close ones, you know, the players maybe start doubting themselves, number one. Number two, I think both New Zealand and Australia have gone through a couple of years of rebuilding. It's really hard because, you know, you've got some old Fijis. Got that right now. You know, we've got Mothinadangi and Talidolo, two of the old players, very tall forwards, the lanky, traditional Fijian forward. They're well into their 30s. I don't know if there's anyone around here in Fiji able to fill the gap, so they keep going back. And I think, you know, you make the mistake, 1 year too long is 1 year too long. And I think Australia and New Zealand suffered a bit with that and held on to a couple of players maybe a season too long. It's easier said than done to do that. And I think they suffered as a result, but they're looking good. They've got some young new players in both sides. And, you know, if they click, they make it. If they don't, well, you struggle on for until you find the right mix.
Mm. Colden, I want to chat now about the women, though. You know, like Fijiana, they won their opening two games. You feel like that was an encouraging tournament for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I was really impressed with their wins. First time ever against USA and then to back it up against France. I just thought, yeah, so the first two games were really good for them. They look good, got speed around the park, and which they've lacked over the last season or so. They just came apart in the end, you know, at the end of day two. Again, it's a conditioning thing. As much as you can train and practice, when you get into a tournament, you know, all the nerves and the pressure adds to the stress of the tournament. The physical stress. And so I think they just fell apart a bit, especially against Japan in the end there.
Mm. I mean, yeah, look, they've slowly improved over the course of last season. Do you think we could possibly see them claim a stage this year?
Yeah, absolutely. They're good enough. They were, you know, they, as I say, to beat USA and then beat France. And they were in the game against New Zealand up until halftime, and then just fell apart a bit. But in their last pool game on day one, they're a young team, and they've got, you know, coming through a rebuilding phase. But I think their conditioning is the weakness. They missed some tackles right down the middle, very easy tackles, I felt. And so it's just a matter of conditioning.
Mm. Well, okay, so when will the next stage of the event take place?
This coming weekend in Cape Town in South Africa, where the Fiji men pooled with South Africa, with the defending champions Great Britain and New Zealand. So it doesn't come any easier. Fijiana in the pool against New Zealand, USA and Great Britain. So it's, you know, tough. There's no quarterfinals. Every game is actually a quarterfinal. So
wow. Yeah.
You've got to win the pool to get through. Yeah.
That will be exciting to watch. Look, I have to ask, Colden, early days, but who is your pick to claim the overall title?
Oh, Fiji. Fiji, New Zealand, one of the two. But, you know, there's Argentina. They're the best-looking team over the last couple of years. They've got the runs on the board. They've got the experience. They've got the stars. So, they're always going to be up there. It's way too early, but we'll see. You know, you've got a long series ahead, so they'll all have to keep coming back, regrouping, analyzing, and making improvements. And the margins are so fine now. I think this is just overall on the tournament. I think it's great. The format's tighter. Every game is a serious rugby sevens game, but I just kind of miss the flamboyance of the, you know, when you had in the good old days. You had Kenya, Papua New Guinea even. You had teams that just played a different style of sevens rugby. Sometimes a bit of a cricket score, but that is all part of the excitement, I guess, of rugby sevens. Now it's a very serious competition.